Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Orioles season's over. Playoffs started today. They are not a part of it. They held two press conferences yesterday, though, and joining us now to talk about it, covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun, joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's Jacob Calvin Meyer. And Jacob, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So what did you take away from yesterday? Anything surprise you that was said?
Well, hey, guys. Thanks as always for having me on. Excited to talk about the most functional professional sports team in the,
yes,
the city of Baltimore.
Yeah.
Considering whatever the hell's going over at the Castle. So
it's nice.
We need
good
like,
times.
We need like British tabloids to come over here to figure out what the heck's going on in that building. But I guess I cover the Orioles, so I should focus on them. Yeah, listen, I will say, Mike Elias talked for, I think, 44, 45 minutes yesterday, and Tony Manzolino as well. I just think general takeaways is I still find it a little bit strange that Tony Manzolino was even there yesterday.
Yeah.
I'll say this. He deserves a lot of credit for kind of the graceful way that he's handled everything this season. I think there's a lot of people that wouldn't have handled things the same way that he has. And for him to make something that should have been extremely awkward and make it not that awkward is a testament to him and the way that he's gone about this. So kudos to him on that front. When it comes to Elias, the manager thing is going to be something that's obviously huge. He said he wants to get it done ASAP. And I found that to be sort of revelatory just in the sense of, right, it doesn't take a genius to know that this is a really important offseason for Elias and the Orioles. But when you are as pragmatic as Elias is and his front office is, and you're so process-oriented, sometimes that can, at least from an outsider's perspective, it can allow you to think that, right, that no off-season is more important than another, or that, you know, every decision matters, so therefore we're not going to be aggressive or super urgent. I didn't get that sense. I think Elias really understands that this is sort of a make-or-break off-season, not just for the franchise, but for this young core and for his future in this organization. And so that was probably my main takeaway, that, you know, in amidst all the typical, you know, Elias speak of it all, I did get the sense that he understands that he's got to do some big things this offseason and things to get this back on track.
Well, Jacob, Mike did say that Tony Manzolino is a real candidate to have the interim taken away and just be the next manager. What do you think the likelihood of that happening is? And if that happens, what message do you think that sends to the fan base?
Okay, so I went into yesterday, and this is just my own opinion, with kind of like, hey, this is like a 2% chance that they keep Manzolino as the manager. The odds of that seem to be a little bit higher today than they were a couple days ago, just because if they are looking at him as an actual candidate, you know, my expectation was that it would just be, you know, thanks for everything, you know, best of luck. Now, there is no other – Mike did not say this yesterday, but there is really no other way to interpret that decision, which is to not give him the job immediately and to make him part of the process, other than – hey, we sort of like you, and you might be our second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth choice, but you're not our first choice, and so we want to go out there and see what's out there. I don't think I'm making any leaps by saying that. That does seem to be what the case is here. At the same time, Manzolino then has to, you know, he's in a very strange kind of purgatory here to figure out whether he should wait around for this or go search for something.
What about this? What about if it's this, though? What if it's that they've already got a wink-wink with him, but because they have been accused, rightfully so, of being insular, of being myopic, of not caucusing and finding opinions outside of the only three people who make every decision there, that they have to at least run a search, that maybe ownership has also said, hey, we've got to at least talk to some people here. We can't do what the Pirates did and just give the guy the job because he doesn't have that guy's background and it's a different scenario. Oh, and by the way, yeah, we won more games, but we still can't catch the ball. We don't throw to the right base. We don't know how to slide. And our core all regressed at the plate, right? But at the end of the day, it comes back around to him because he did coach, manage, whatever, 100 games here, and they did have a winning record with him. But they've got to play the optics game a little bit.
Yeah, listen, I like a good conspiracy theory. Like, is there a grassy knoll involved with this one? I'm just kidding. No. Listen, listen, the organization that brought us firing the manager and nobody speaks about it for 3 days and giving him a promotion and nobody says anything for nine months. Like, listen, I'm not going to pretend like anything is impossible here. I'll just say this. These are This organization, you know, whether you like what is happening or not, these are a bunch of smart people. That would be a self-own right there. If they did this simply for optics, you know, and then they just want to hire Manzo, but they know that they need to do a search, that would be an incredible waste of everybody's time. And then
because they're going to download these people for information, and that's how they sell it to ownership. It's the old Al Davis thing. Like, even Al Davis would interview 15 people for his head coaching job. He'd interview special teams coaches. Why? Because I want to find out if this guy's better than my special teams coach. You know what I mean? Like, what's he going to do until the hot stove opens anyway? Like,
well, my point is that it would be such a self-own because, and I'm stealing something that I believe John Mioli at the Banner has said. Which is, if they have a process, a managerial search, and they land on Manzolino, I'm going to have massive questions about that managerial search.
Of course.
And so, if you're going to hire him, he's already given you 119 games so that you can determine whether he should be the guy or not. And so, my point is that would be unfathomable for me, because they would just be welcoming a bunch of unnecessary criticism, not about the decision, Rich, but they would already have gotten criticism for the decision if they had just said yesterday that Manzolino is the manager, but instead they would get criticism for the decision and the process, because then you're looking at it and saying, okay, so you know, if you interview X, Y, and Z and you chose Manzolino over that guy, or, you know, that they would just be welcoming a bunch of criticism into a process that I don't think that makes sense to do.
But here's what I would counter to that. Did they ever say money's no object? And when you guys asked him about experience, he kind of said experience mattered, but then at the end said experience doesn't really matter. And there's a whole history of people without experience who did well. And he kept trumping, talking about how well he works with Manzolino and how much these players believe in Manzolino. So, like, what I didn't hear was what all the fans wanted to hear, which is, this will be the most robust search ever. Money will not matter. There's going to be a number of candidates out there, including some who kicked our ass in the playoffs, who we would be negligent if we didn't get an audience with. I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah, listen, I think...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think this and every other Michael Elias press conference is sort of an inkblot test, which is that people are going to see what they want to see. And, like, I'm again, would it have been better if Mike had said all those things that you said? Sure. I'll say there are counters to that that made me really think that they're taking things seriously and that make me think that they're not going to hire Tony Manziello. And that, you know, because you can look at specific things that Mike said and do this, you know, on the other flip side of what you said, which is he denied answering specifics about basically every aspect of his off season, but he did mention experience and talked about it, you know, at length. There was a caveat in there, to be clear. But listen, my guess is if I had to, you know, put money on it, and I, you know, I don't gamble and nobody should, they should probably just put the money in a Roth IRA. But
yes.
my guess is that they're going to hire, you know, an actual manager, somebody with experience. And there are a lot of guys that seem to be available that could fit this club.
I'm talking to Jacob Calvin-Meyerts, Inside Access here on The Fan. Jacob, what about the whole GM of it all? This is the first time you got to talk to Mike since he was promoted to president. And now he's seen, like, we're in no rush to hire a GM. We might hire one. What'd you think of all that?
Yeah, this is just, like, my, like, bias here, or just, like, my personal. I am so uninterested about all of this. And some people seem big. I'm interested about the way they handled it, right, which I find just incredibly, incredibly strange. But the fact is that at the end of the day, the person that still matters here is Mike Elias and David Rubenstein. And this person will maybe be, in terms of the hierarchy, this person will be Mike's number two. So that is relevant. But in terms of what they mean to you, to me, to the fan base, to the team, this person really isn't anything different than Sig Meidel or Kobe Perez or Matt Blood. And those people are incredibly important, but it's not somebody that is constantly being thought about and talked about from a fan base or even a media perspective. And so this hire, you know, matters in terms of just like the logistics of the front office. But at the end of the day, like, this is Mike Elias's team. This is David Rubenstein's team. And like, hiring a general manager to be clear, a GM really in name only. Nobody knows who the GM of the Padres is or the Mariners. Nobody cares. It's that those teams are run, you know, by AJ Preller, by Jerry DePoto, and this team is run by Mike Elias. Whether, you know, it doesn't matter who they really hire for GM. So whether it comes in a month or in a year, I just can't say that's something that really I think about too often.
Well, Jacob, circling back to kind of where we started, just how important of an offseason this is for the Orioles. Easily their most important offseason in the Mike Elias regime. Are you expecting him to learn from his mistakes and be more proactive this offseason? Because we know how deliberate this front office can be. Are you expecting him to be able to accomplish the things that he needs to accomplish this offseason in order for the Orioles to get back to playing games in October?
Yeah, listen, I don't know. I think the answer to that is an I don't know, because there are data points that we can point to, right? Trading for Corbin Burns that would suggest that they are willing to kind of, you know, push some chips to the middle of the table. There's also the most recent offseason example that they aren't willing or able to do that, and that they're going to try to piecemeal this thing together, and that might not work. You would hope that this season raised a lot of alarm bells in the warehouse about this team right now, right? I've been saying for kind of months now that while a manager obviously matters, right, at the end of the day, unless they hire somebody catastrophically bad or they reincarnate, you know, Earl Weaver and hire that person, that the projected win total for the team next season doesn't really change dependent on the manager. And a lot of what we can assess with the manager, we don't know, because we're not going to know that until, you know, middle to late next season. And we're also not privy to a lot of what a manager does on a day-to-day basis. At the same time, I think it's important to say that what maybe we've learned after this season is that this team needs a strong managerial presence, given the decline of the young core. And so when you look at this team moving forward, right, the starting rotation in the beginning of the season really let this team down. And so that's something that needs to be addressed. And you can look at what they have right now and say, oh, you know, we've got a bunch of guys, we just need to go out and get one pitcher. I think that would be a faulty way of looking at it. They need to put a starting rotation out there that's, you know, capable of carrying this team, because they might need to, because of what's happened on the offensive side. And then they need to hire a coaching staff that can help get these young players back on track. And so those are probably the two main things that, that Mike has to do this offseason, which is build a real pitching staff and try to bring people into the building that can help get these young guys back on track.
Buckle up, Jacob. It's going to be an interesting offseason. Jacob Kalemeyer covers the
Orioles for the Sun. You're going to be covering Manzolino next year, my man. I'll bet you a milkshake.
Oh.
Listen,
his choice.
Oh, dealer's
choice. I can't make any bets here, but I'm just going to say I don't think that's the case. But if you turn out to be right with your conspiracy theory, we need to start getting you.
You can call it a conspiracy theory. I would say I've been dead to nuts on these guys for years.
Dead to nuts.
Like I see through them. They don't have a soul to see into, but I see into where their soul should be. And I know when the fix is in. The fix is in. Dude, why did that guy get a forum in front of all you? That's ridiculous. That is nuts.
I can just tell you that Tony Manzolino shook all of our hands as if it was a goodbye yesterday. So
he's better at playing poker than his boss.
I don't know, man. Listen, nothing would surprise me anymore with these guys. But I'm just saying that they need a veteran. They need a veteran manager. And they do.
They're not going to hire one. These guys, veteran managers don't want to work for these jamokes, dude. Like, come on. Manzolino talked about the job description. Don't say anything about personnel. The leaders are great. Everything's fine. We've got it internally. One more offseason of them with heart-to-hearts and everything's going to be A-okay. He had the answers to the test before they allegedly hand the test out to these other people in interviews.
I get it. But Bob Melvin doesn't matter.
He'll work real cheap. And he'll keep these other coaches who they don't have to pay to go away because nobody else is hiring them.
Bob Melvin has 12 years of experience working for the Oakland Athletics and Billy Beane.
I would love to see Bob Melvin. I would love to see it. I would love to see it. I don't think it happened in a million years.
You don't think it's a self-own to do what you're saying and to just...
They don't care. Dude, they've owned themselves at three straight trade deadlines. I mean, self-own, they are, their brand is self-own. Bro, they've moved the ballpark more than they've won playoff games. They are the epitome of self-own. They do nothing but self-own. Jacob, we got to go.
But Jacob, I hope he has to buy you a milkshake.
Thanks, guys.
See you. Hey, coming up next, all the young dudes. And what did Mike Elias have to say about a couple of young dudes in particular, Adley Rutschman and Heston Kerstad? We'll hear it next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.